hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
All right, folks, we're back here. We'll have Robbie up with us here in a few minutes. Let's go back to the telephones. Since I talk too much, Bob doesn't talk enough. Mark in Michigan, it's your turn to talk. Hello, Mark.
Minnesota.
I'm sorry, Minnesota.
You know, within what's happening, and you say, or both of you kind of say, you know, food is a greater value to a poor man than silver or gold. And, you know, you're not just saving for yourself, but you're saving for the handful of family around you. And you figure 800 to 1,000 pounds for an individual to sustain for a year. How do you balance? Do you try to cover more for the survival of the family and less for the financial as a poor man? And you understand what I'm trying to?
Yeah, Mark, I know where you're going with this, and that's to the discretion and the judgment of the individual and what his responsibilities are. But I would simply say this, is that if you're poor out there, what I would suggest that you do is you buy silver. On the food front, it's not only just storable food, you know, saving up that cache of food for the rainy day, but you got to have the ability to protect what you have.
Oh, but believe me, as far as lead goes, that's not a
not a problem.
If gold was lead, believe me, many would envy.
Well, and here again, I want to stress that it's just not what you're going to be able to store, just not what you're going to be able to put back, but it's also the innovative ways in which you're going to survive. Are you going to be planting gardens? Are you going to be putting up preserves? Remember, that's an art that, geez, has long since passed.
Yes.
But I would make this suggestion to you, sir. What I would suggest that you do is we have the new Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse with a couple new chapters to it by James Wesley Rawls. We carry that at this network.
Now, is that a book?
Yes,
or
sir.
Is that a
No, that is a book. And it is a book, and I've cautioned people, when you get this book, you're going to read it once. You're going to want to turn your friends onto it. Once that book leaves your hands, you will never see it again. So I would suggest that you buy two copies, one for yourself, because literally that's going to be a reference guide, Mark, for a plan of survival for people in this country. And it doesn't matter how much money you have in your pocket. It's going to be your wits, your wiles, your ingenuity, and your labor that's going to see you through this.
Yeah, I know it's a combination of, you know, it's a spectrum of factors of your resilience in preparation from medical to water purification to, let's say, canning to, you know, it's just like if you say fishing, I'll fish any of my friends and they can all fish me, but when I throw a 200-foot net in, believe me, I got the bases covered.
Mark, we're heading into break.
What did you say the name of that book was?
It is Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse by James Wesley Rawls, and I've got him scheduled out, I think, for next week. And I will have him on the airwaves, a very fascinating guy, former military Army intelligence. Thanks for your call, Mark. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, the word must be getting out. We've broken all records for listenership on this program today. And what's really amazing about this, Bob, as we bring up Robbie Noel, is that in the archives of the network, we have more people that are going into our archives and catching the programming than we actually have people listening to us live, at least on the Internet. So, Robbie Noel, how are you doing this afternoon?
Good evening, sir.
Good.
Hanging in there.
Do we have a choice?
No, we don't.
All right. I'll tell you what, let's keep rolling with the calls. Robbie Noel is joining us, and any questions for either one of my guests this afternoon or for me, I am obeying my request here from the individual. I am shutting up, and I'm letting these people talk more, but I'm also going to allow the time for the callers to chime in as well. And we'll go to Krista in North Carolina next. Good afternoon, Krista.
Good afternoon. I just would like to know how best to buy gold.
Robbie?
Well, all you got to do is pick up your phone, dial 1-800-691-7898. It's about as easy as that.
Okay.
And then, then the only decision that you have to make is what type of gold do you want? And to be perfectly honest with you, I've scoured pretty much all morning to find the best deal out there, but you'd still be hard-pressed to find a better deal than the British Sovereign. They cheaper than American Gold Eagle.
Uh-huh.
A quarter ounce American Gold Eagle, just a bullion coin, today will run you $250. A British sovereign will run you $20 less than that.
Uh-huh.
And so when you look at the smallest premium you're going to pay over the intrinsic value of the metal is a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle. Now, 1 ounce American Gold Eagle today is selling for, and I can't even believe I'm actually saying this, it's selling for $923.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So if you buy four British sovereigns, which is just shy of a full ounce of gold, you're only paying $920. Now, I know it doesn't sound like much, but when people ask me what's the best deal out there, hands down the British sovereign, because not only is it cheaper than the equivalent bullion coin, but you're also dealing with a coin, obviously, that is classified as a numismatic coin, because they were all minted prior to 1932. So all these coins are pretty much 100 years old. They're in brilliant uncirculated condition. So they qualify as a numismatic coin, coins of rare and unusual value. So not only do you have a numismatic coin, but you're paying less for it than a bullion coin, and none of my competitors can do that.
Krista, is this your first move into the gold market?
No, I got a bunch of Kugelands.
I'm sorry, say again?
I got a bunch of Kugelands.
Okay.
Kugelands.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I bought those 20 years ago.
Yes. Should she hold on to those, Robbie? Convert them?
Oh, absolutely. No. You know, I'm getting a lot of calls from people wanting to swap out from stuff that they already have and buying other stuff. I really discourage people from doing that. There has to be a very good logical reason for doing it. And the reason why it's not a good idea, because this is the bottom line. Welcome to the real world. When you're going to convert from one metal to another metal, what you're doing is you're selling at wholesale and you're buying at retail. So basically you're getting a double whammy. The only thing that makes logic if you're doing it is obviously if you are already in profits and you understand that the spread now has increased. Instead of being a 5% spread, you're now dealing with a 10% spread. Now, in some instances, it makes logical sense to trade one metal for another, but by and large, I discourage it.
And we would suggest, ma'am, that you call this guy. He's one of the easiest guys to work with. He's not a switch-o-change-o artist, you just heard him say.
Uh-huh.
He's not going to turn a deal to make the profit on the selling as well as the repurchasing. You need to call Robbie at 800-691-7898.
Okay.
You'll never talk to a nicer gentleman, and he's not looking to victimize or vampirize the purchaser of the precious metals. Robbie and I, we have a history here, and we have an understanding. The mostest for the leastest, and that means also holding the retail of said commodity down. So you can't deal with a more honest guy and better prices.
And your Krugerrands.
All right.
And if you were going to sell your Krugerrands today, and I'm not obviously telling you to, but just so you know, a Krugerrand right now, if you were selling it, is worth $873.
All right, Krista?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your call. Let's move immediately to Tom in Florida. We're going to get as many calls in here as possible. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I actually have two questions. Number one, if somebody already had a substantial holding in gold and wanted to invest further, would there be more of an upside potential in now purchasing some silver? And the second question is, what is the future of the euro? In other words, if you actually are holding some euros, would you get out of them or would you hang on to them?
That's a toss-up.
Bob could handle the euro question.
Well, I think that if you don't have silver, you should have some. I think the leverage in silver is greater than what it is in gold. And seeing that you already have gold, yes, I would buy silver. The best way to buy it would be told to you by Robbie, because he's in the market all the time. And it might be Silver Eagles, or it might be 90% junk silver. But I would do that. And as far as the euro is concerned, Europe is, and particularly the 15 states that use the euro within the 26 states within the European Union, there's a lot of consternation going on. If you were to read the international forecast, you'd be privy to what goes on in Europe that you never hear about here. And there was a big fight in the European Parliament 2 weeks ago after the Lisbon meeting, where the heads or emissaries for the countries accepted a new constitution for the European Union. And first of all, Ireland's never voted on it, and they have to have a referendum there. And also, France and Holland voted against it previously, and it's really the same program with a couple of changes. And people are furious about that. Now, I bring that up because that weakens the eurozone. What also weakens the eurozone is the fact that, for the most part, the trade surplus of Germany is carrying the eurozone, and German people are not very happy about that, and I don't blame them. And there was a poll 2 weeks ago, and among women in Germany, and 70% said that they want the Deutschmark back. And overall, it's about 65%, so they're not happy with the euro, and they're the main country over there. Now, if you have to have an alternative currency for some reason, the best alternative currency is the Swiss franc. And if you have a lot of money, you want to deal with Swiss franc government bonds. You're not going to make much money on interest, but you will retain your buying power versus the dollar. But the real ultimate investment now is the greatest bull market in history, gold and silver-related assets, and that's where you want to be. And if you don't have some silver, you should call Robbie and get some.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Tom, appreciate your call. Robbie?
Bob, you know, sometimes I try to explain to people who have already got a position in gold and obviously bought gold at a substantially lower price. How best would you tell someone that they've got actually free money on the table by buying additional amounts at these levels with the theory of dollar cost averaging?
Well, that's right, and it's pretty simple. Gold is going to $3,000 an ounce just to reflect real inflation since 1980. You do not have to be an expert in anything to know that. The official rate is $2,386 an ounce. And we know that the government lies about everything, or at least they have since the early 1980s. And so with that said, let's say that you bought $1 million worth of gold at $280 an ounce, and you're sitting on it, and you're very happy, you're making money, but you have scads of other money. You should be buying the heck out of it, because you're looking at another 150% on your money. So you want to buy, and it doesn't even come to dollar cost averaging. If you believe gold is going higher, why would you not buy even though you bought cheaper? Buying cheaper is no excuse not to take advantage of gold in whatever form. And so I strongly urge people who are long gold and silver to continue to buy.
Buy until you don't have any money left, because that's where your money's going to come in.
And John, you know something that is not a stark statement. Absolutely true.
Bill, John, Alan, Mike, Rick, and others, we'll get to all of your calls, we promise. We'll take the short break here. Be right back with Bob Chapman, international forecaster, Robbie Noel. FlipsideEaglesUp.com is this website.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
We're back. By the way, let me squeeze this in here real quick. Veterans Disarmament Act passed without a recorded vote. Now, this is ominous indeed. What do you think that the U.S. government would, why they would pass such a bill to protect U.S. citizens? No, I don't think so. Strikes me that vets who might demonstrate some sort of stress, whether minor or less minor, might be demonstrating a twinge of consciousness over what they have done, or they might feel angry about being deceived into going off to fight and kill in a phony war. Or they might feel used and being sent into a hellhole contaminated with depleted uranium, etc., etc., etc. Now, you do suppose that these traitors in the government who voted for this bill might be a tad worried about repercussions against themselves? And maybe they are preparing the U.S. citizens for total tyranny by minimizing the ability of citizens to defend themselves? The Veterans Disarmament Act passed without a recorded vote. That passed yesterday, the House and the Senate. Both times, without a recorded vote, the bill passed by unanimous consent and was transmitted to the White House. Now, all you honorable vets out there have been diagnosed as having post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. It's time to turn over your firearms or face imprisonment. Don't try to buy any ammo as well. Now, that line in the sand is getting pretty damn close, fellow patriots. How much more are we going to take at least 25% of men and women coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan are going to be suffering from the PTSD. How are they going to be thanked for their sacrifice and service? Taking away their right to defend themselves. Now, it's all up to George W. Bush now. He can veto it if he wants. Are there any takers on the bets out there? How this is going to be voted on?
Well, let me give you an update on that one. Hmm. George Bush signed it into law.
There you go. No bets. He even hit the table.
And
we already
knew
the
answer. And you know how to handle that? You vote in the primaries, every single one of them, incumbents out of office.
There you go.
All of them.
There you go.
Yeah, but you see, the bigger implication of this bill, digressing a little from the topic at hand, the bigger implications of this bill is that it's not only vets, but anybody who has at any time received any psychiatric evaluations will obviously not be allowed to purchase a firearm. In other words, if you went to a doctor and he prescribed Valium to you, that would qualify as denying you the right to keep and bear arms.
It is scary.
The answer to that is the friends and relatives of those veterans will hold the weapons for them, and when push comes to shove, and if we have to use them, they throw them one with 10, 30-shot full clips and say, let's go at it.
And people were worried about gold confiscation.
Yeah. You better worry about the thing that spits out the lead as well. Bill in New Mexico. Thanks for holding, Bill. You're up.
Certainly, gentlemen. Being a fervent tri-metalist for many decades now, I'd be curious to find out, now that I have two experts in one room, or telephonically speaking anyway.
I'd go easy on the expert thing.
Well, you're one of them. Right?
He's a humble guy, isn't he?
I'm just curious when we're going to see, in the opinion of these experts, this $3,000 gold and this $100 silver. I'd also like to hear from Mr. Chapman as to whether or not he would be willing to accept a position in the Paul administration. And I'll hang
up
first
and take
off the computer.
The idea for those prices were Mayan, and so I'll answer the question.
Did you say Mayan or mine? Did you say Mayan or mine?
Oh, sometimes I speak German, so okay. It gets a little hard. You know, kann ich verstehen?
Nix verstehen.
Anyway.
Yeah.
The most logical progression would be a shot at 1,000 here over the next 3 or 4 months. And I think once that is accomplished and 1,000 is broken, I think we'll very quickly move up to 2,000. And so you may be looking at a time frame of a year to a year and a half, but maybe much sooner. It all depends on the development of all the problems that are manifest within our financial system and our economy. So it's really hard to put a time frame on it. But I would say within the next couple of years to be extremely conservative. I think that there's a distinct possibility that we could see 1 to 2,000 this year. Because once something breaks out, it usually doubles from its former high. So that would be about 1,700. And so that would be a goal to look for before this year is out. And there's some terrible trouble out there. You saw what happened today when Paulson went and spoke for an hour on CNBC, and then the market dropped 200 points. That's the kick in the teeth, what I was talking about earlier. So all is not well, and we're going to see lots of days that gold's going to be moving $20, $30, $40, $50 a day.
And Bill, keep
on
this
on the upside.
Yeah, keep this
so
in mind.
So it could happen quickly.
Yeah, and Bill, also keep this in mind as the stocks out there are, well, you're seeing what the market is doing. Worst start in how many years? Over 100 years, 1904. It's not been this bad since 1904, and keep in mind that a lot of people are going to be going to that safe haven for gold. They're going to be putting pressures on the market, which is going to keep driving the price up. So, folks, you know, yeah, we do sell gold and silver, but we're trying to help you survive this. 800 is the number, 691-7898 for Robbie. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
800-691-7898 is the phone number for Mr. Noel. Folks, do not procrastinate. This market is going to move rapidly. And like inflation is eating the value of the dollar out to almost nothing, by hesitating on this, you are actually losing money by not purchasing today. This is not going back down. Quit being the deer in the headlights. Get over it. Get on with it. Let's go back to the phones here. John in New York. Hello, John. John, go ahead.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir.
Appreciate the work of you and Robbie and Bob very much. I got a couple of questions for Robert first.
Fire away.
I just opened an account with Charles Schwab, Bob, and I wondered if you knew anything about their reputation or how good it is.
Who did you open the account with?
Charles Schwab.
Well, I don't know anything bad about them, so
glad to hear
one
that.
Would open an account with them.
They had checking accounts. They offered 4% interest.
I saw that ad the other day.
Yeah, and
when you have a high interest rate, you're assuming risk that you shouldn't be. you shouldn't be yield-oriented in this market.
They're FDIC, Bob. So they're insured up to $100,000. Then I've got a little less than
well,
that with it.
That's true, but it could take you a while to get your money as well.
I believe that.
One of the things that did disturb me is Mr. Schwab, toward the top of the market, was a very large seller of his own stock.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was in anticipation of what's going on right now. I think that took place maybe a month and a half, 2 months ago.
Do you think that was hanky-panky?
No. Mm-hmm. No, I just think he was taking advantage of a market that he thought was going to head lower in that particular stock, maybe the whole market. And I think he saw diminishing profits for investment bankers and brokerage houses because he's in that business, and he would be attuned to that. But it's always nice to see them stay long, but in this case that wasn't the case. But maybe that's good. Mm-hmm. In as much as he's got enough sense to bail out when he should. But there's nothing wrong with Charles Schwab that I know of.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Another question for you, Robert. I've heard you recommend Swiss francs and bonds. How easy is that convertible back into legal tender in the U.S.?
It's very easy. I mean, you sell your bonds and... if you're with an American brokerage house, you'll be paid in dollars anyway.
Oh, really? Okay. So that would be handled
by Schwab.
You
would have to have a foreign account in order to change dollars to Swiss francs to buy the currency and then get paid in Swiss francs again. So you'd have to have a foreign account to do that. I don't know of anybody that does it in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
John, it was interesting.
I don't want to be bothered.
Yeah, it was interesting, John, you used the term legal tender.
Well, that's what it is, John.
Well, realistically, it is not legal tender. It's a medium of exchange, but there is nothing constitutional, and the Constitution is the law of the land. So how does that make it legal tender?
I understand all that, but on every note you'll see the words printed, legal tender.
If you read it enough and it's repeated often enough, people may believe.
That's it. The bigger the lie, the easier it is to believe.
That's right.
No doubt
about
it.
Well, we're going to have to change the reading to suspect legal tender.
Exactly.
John, anything else?
That's it, and really, guys, I appreciate it. And Robbie Noel, you are the wisest man I know. I listen to you every day.
Thank you, sir.
He's a wise man.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you very much, man.
Thanks, John. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
Your call. Well,
he's
the most listenable guy. Just your demeanor and your delivery, Robbie. You never get flustered. You just do the job, and I'm always amazed. You know, Michael Herzog listens to my show all the time. I listen to Robbie's show all the time. I don't care about the content. I just like his voice. Alan in Texas. You're up next, Alan.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. First question for Robbie. What are bags of junk silver dollars selling for these days?
Oh, let's have a looky here. See, by the way, in the Asian market, gold is now within, 50 cents of breaking the all-time high.
Which is?
$881. The high that we got to in New York. Now, this is the spot market, not futures market. The high we got was 881.80. Currently, we're sitting at 881.30. We got silver at 1574. So I'm just going to have to do a quick few calculations here. Junk bags of silver.
Gold's up almost $4 from the close, and silver is up 6 cents.
Yep. Right now, for a bag to be delivered. You're looking at, and this is going to shock me, I haven't done this in a few days.
Is that delivered by camel or what?
Yeah. $11,692.80.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not as high as I thought, so. I bought it back
high,
in
it's higher than.
I was buying it back in 86 for $4,400, so.
Well, you should be a happy camel.
Well, I think you should get some more.
Yeah.
Second question for all you guys. Now, if Ron Paul doesn't come in the top three in New Hampshire, do you think he's going to lose some momentum here?
The answer to that question is no, as long as the people will step up to the plate and make the infusion of money that has been promised. This campaign is going to go right down to the wire. The question is right now, is Ron Paul going to stay on the Republican ticket if the Republicans don't nominate him? And I don't look for them to do that.
Just got to overcome those damn Yankees.
I'm telling you.
Especially if Bloomberg runs as an independent.
That'll
really turn the election upside down. You'll have four people running.
There you go.
And that more than likely is going to happen.
I think so.
It's, you know, when you get so many high-level Council on Foreign Relations members meeting, as they did this weekend in Oklahoma, you know what their plan is. Their plan is to wait until Super Tuesday to see where the dust settles, what the competition is. And Bloomberg's already said, you know, he's got enough money where he could buy himself the presidency.
That's why it's most important, Alan, that the strategist get on board with Ron Paul, and I'm talking the best and the brightest out there, because this is going to be an uphill battle. There are going to be changes that are going to happen in this, but the message needs to be fine-tuned, more explanatory. What he needs to do, and I think this is doable, to drive the message so hard to the public out there that he is actually starting to set the forum for any future debates. They're going to be chasing Ron Paul rather than Ron Paul defending against status quo and their representatives, whether they be Democrat or Republican. So I think that's the answer to that. Some changes have got to be made, and rather quickly, but the infusion of money, continued infusion, to the meetup groups out there so they have the checks to write to place the local radio ads and television ads, that has to happen. And people understand how important it is to get Ron Paul into office, because they know this country is not going to survive if anybody else is in the White House. He needs to use that bully pulpit, and this will pull this country together.
What do you think Bloomberg would announce after Hillary drops out, or same time, or
I think it's going to depend. Realistically, I think it's going to depend on the Republican National Convention and what they're doing with Ron Paul. I think that's going to be it.
So you're talking several months down the road.
Well, I think the decision, and that's why I'm saying the political strategists of the sharpest ilk out there have to be involved in this, because there's got to be a strategy mapped out right now. In politics, there is no hindsight. There is no do-overs. You either get it right the first time or you don't get it.
Well, that's not until July, is it, the convention?
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think you have to wait past Super Tuesday.
I don't think so.
Right.
First week in February?
Mm-hmm. And that leaves what, till November? That leaves about 10 months in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, they said that Bloomberg could easily come up with $1 billion of his own cash.
Sure he could, but there's one thing that he's up against. He's going to be pushing the status quo. He's going to try to intellectualize this campaign. There's one thing that Ron Paul has that Mr. Bloomberg does not, and that's the facts and the truth on his side. That's why that message has to be fine-tuned. It has to be hammered out there, and it has to be done in, I'm sure, to Mr. Paul's standards, it's going to be excruciatingly detailed, and that's what needs to be done. He's not been given the proper forums, the proper amount of time in which to put his comments into context. This guy is ready to educate. We've got to provide the time for him to do that. All right, Alan?
Very good. Thank you, guys.
All right. Appreciate your call. Mike in New York. It's a New York kind of day. Hello, Mike.
Hi. Good evening, gents. And a belated Happy New Year.
Thank you.
If I sound as if I have a cold, I think I've caught the bug that Hillary's been spreading around New York.
It even made the cast iron Biddy cry.
Correct.
Yes.
Symptoms of which are congestion, tearing up in the eyes, mental befuddlement with the delusions of running for the presidency. In fact, I'm about to throw my own hat in the ring tomorrow.
You should wash your hands more often.
Exactly. A massive day for gold and silver today. Mm-hmm. The interesting part about the last, 24 hours, I think, in the gold action was that the biggest part of the move originated overnight in Asia. Is this related to talk? I've been hearing that, China is about to open a gold futures trading bourse.
I think it's a, I don't know, Bob, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the shock of the market today with the realization that that Bear Stearns is pretty much put a fork in it, it's done. It more than likely, if the DA comes down with an indictment against it, Bear Stearns will close its doors.
And Jimmy Cain resigned today, or yesterday,
sure.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. That's usually a bad sign.
Yes. It certainly doesn't help.
Yeah, and Countrywide, I don't know where its shares are sitting right now. I think around $2.
Yeah, well, Countrywide was down in regular trading about 28% to $5 and change, and that was going to be my question, one of my questions to Bob. Even after the much ballyhooed injection of cash by Bank America and the pumping in of liquidity with an industrial-sized hose into CFC by the home loan banks, Freddie, it's imploding as if it's not going to be around too much longer. What are the ramifications of a Countrywide, just going belly up?
Well, first of all, as far as I know, the last figures that I saw from the home loan banks, they had received over $50 billion.
Yeah.
And you talk about too big to fail.
Mm-hmm.
My subscribers are short the stock around 20
yeah.
or 15, somewhere up there. And I think at best it'll hold at $1 to $1.50 and be nationalized. Mm-hmm. That's what I think they're heading for. When you have a corporatist fascist government, that's their way of solving problems.
Yeah.
And, of course, the public has to pay for it.
Yeah, and what's the what's going to happen with Mozilla, I think his name is, the head of this outfit who over the past year or so has been banking in stock as if it's going out of business?
Well, that's true. He started selling around 40, and yeah. Actually I should have shorted sooner, but, we're still making good money.
Yeah.
Mozilla, I think that eventually there's a good chance that he'll be brought up on criminal charges, but not for that, for other things. There's cases that are now appearing in the hundreds where, and this is in today's news, that Countrywide falsified documents. And we know that it happened in some cases. Whether it was widespread or not, I don't know. But that's why the stock took a dump today, and I don't see it ever going back up again. The problems they've got are insurmountable. So the government is going to end up stepping in because they have been the second largest purveyor of mortgages.
Exactly. And of course,
I think that's the way it'll end, and we'll probably cover around $1. And that'll be the end of it. Either that or they'll allow it to go under. I don't know.
Well, given the fact that they actually perform all of the paperwork on a continuing basis and process the mortgage payments, they can't just close the doors on them. The physical operation would have to be moved elsewhere.
Yeah, but that's easy to do.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that, they don't, the insurance companies that insure them, what paper that they do own, and I assume it's insured, they have another set of problems as well, and whether that'll be solved or not, I don't know, and they could be nationalized too.
Unbelievable.
You saw what they did to Northern Rock and Newcastle.
Northern Rock, yeah. They used to be the sponsors of Chelsea.
Well, don't get carried away now.
I'm not. You know, I'm just pointing out a little, maybe a little known fact.
Well, I saw that Liverpool was pretty lucky
and,
this
and Mike, I must say that most of the people that listen to this broadcast don't really care.
That's true. A final question on gold, if I may.
I'll tell you what, hold that question, and
sure.
We'll carry you over on the break.
Okay, thanks.
There's another guy, and Ed and Don, don't go anywhere. We'll get you in as well. Robbie has got to tell us about the special, but you got to hear this from Hutton Gibson.
My name is Hutton Gibson. I'm a veteran of World War II, and I intend to tell my 10 children and my 48 grandchildren that the only way we can save the country is to vote for Ron Paul. In 2008.
You heard it from the guy, Hutton Gibson. I wonder if Mel Gibson can be persuaded to come out in support of Ron Paul. His daddy just did it. How many grandchildren? Hundreds. He's a prolific man. At any rate, we'll take the break. Mike, make it quick when we get back from the break. We'll bring up Ed and Don. And directly after this break, Robbie, get prepared to roll out the Bob Chapman special for this Tuesday. And, of course, folks, this is the way to pick up the year's subscription of the International Forecaster. Make it your financial Bible for the times to come.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
All right, folks, we're back. Robbie, the Bob Chapman special.
Well, you can't beat it. British Sovereigns, $230. Order 20 or more, and you will receive a free subscription to the International Forecaster. All you have to do is dial 1-800-691-7898. Dividend of the day when the Asian market just surpassed New York's high of $881.80. In Asia, it's now sitting at $881.90.
You know, this is a day for records, not only for gold, yep, but for listenership for this program on this network.
Records for Wall Street, too. This is the worst 5 days since the start of a new year ever.
Ever? Surpassing ever. The 1904.
Surpassing everything on record.
Gosh.
This is actually even for the NASDAQ. If, correct me if I'm wrong, Bob, we didn't have 8 straight down days on the NASDAQ during the worst of the dot-com bubble. Bob's thinking.
I think, and that we're headed here right now, there's a good chance of hitting 11,000 on the Dow. You know, the Dow, closed today at 12,000, whatever it was.
About
12,589. Yeah, the Dow's lost over 600 points in the last 5 days.
Not looking real good.
But, you know, the market has been held up and manipulated for so long that you need, you know, to get a washout like this. And I think it's going to keep on going. But on the plus side of all that, the traders are going to be looking at other markets that they don't normally get involved in, and they're going to say, well, we got a bull market in gold and silver and other commodities over here. Well, let's do some of that. And so I think you're going to see professionals starting to switch out of the stock market into commodities and precious metals.
They have to if they want to survive themselves. That may not stop them from putting out the usual pre-digested pablum to the public. But watch where the money goes, and that'll tell you where you should be going. Ed in Texas, we only have a couple minutes, sir. Hello, Ed.
I've actually purchased some gold and silver about a year ago, and I plan on leaving. Been planning this for a little while, like the Costa Rica, big surfer here, and I was thinking that I can't probably hold on to gold and silver as far as coinage, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, and then I was thinking that maybe stocks like GLD or other gold and silver stocks. Wanted to find out what your recommendation on that would be.
Well, I think it depends a great deal on your individual situation. Traveling with coins is a difficult endeavor today. Usually what I tell people is to sell and then rebuy in the country that you're going to. And, and if you're going to ever take coins to another country, you should really take bullion coins with you because many countries don't enjoy the markets for numismatic coins that the United States does.
Okay.
I don't care for GLD. I don't know whether they got the gold or not. I don't know whether they're in the futures market, and I know for certain that the silver ETF is.
Yeah, now let me ask you a question here, Bob, in Ed's behalf. If he purchased gold, can he do a transfer from bank to bank with that gold?
Yeah, you could do that, but also you can do it from dealer to dealer, right, Robbie?
Some dealers, not all.
Okay, so there's a couple options I can look into.
Yeah, do me a favor, Ed. Just call Robbie and, discuss it with him and set up plan A. And if plan A falls through, you go to plan B.
Exactly. Now, Robbie, that number, is that on the website or something?
800-691-7898. And for those people out there, Robbie Noel is coming up next on the network, Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 Central. And eaglesup.com is his website. The number to call, 800-691-7898. Glad to be back on schedule, Mr. Chapman, with you, sir. Thank you for joining us.
See you next week.
All righty. Thanks, Robbie.
All right, brother.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Since 19... 19-